It has been a cool and raw Tuesday across New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have been mainly in the 30s and 40s. That's well below what is average for this time of year. And with rain and even some snow across the North Country, there is no question that things are on the chilly side through this afternoon. Now, we have a front that is stalled to our south, and it's really right on our doorstep, and that front is separating the cool air that's over us from some much milder air to the south. And just on the other side of that front, through New Jersey and Pennsylvania, temperatures this afternoon have come up into the 60s and 70s in many spots, while we have been stuck on the other side of the front with that chilly air through the day. Now, as we go into tonight, we'll have an area of low pressure that continues to work its way to the east along that front. That will bring any showers to an end. So we had showers, rain, even some snow across the north today. Well, all of that is pushing away, though it will turn quite chilly tonight as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s. We may even have a few spots in the Adirondacks fall into the teens. We'll have clearing skies. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure build in from the north. It's actually positioned across central Canada, and we'll see kind of a little piece of that high, that dry air, work its way through the Great Lakes right into the northeast. So we're looking for a bright day, but a fairly cool day for this time of year, as highs tomorrow will only be in the 40s and 50s, which is better than it is today. So at least we have temperatures that are going to be on the warmer side tomorrow, and that sunshine will feel quite nice. Then as we work into a Thursday and Friday, we'll have another kind of weaker system pushed to our south that will throw some clouds into the area. There may be some showers, especially south of Albany, later Thursday night into Friday morning. We'll see exactly how well that set plays out. It doesn't look to be very impressive at this point. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clearing and cold, low in the 20s to lower 30s, some teens in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high 46 to 54. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clearing and cold, low in the 20s to lower 30s, some teens in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high 46 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing and cool, low in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing and cold, low 30 to 35, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cool, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with highs in the 50s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.